Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 45 of Onward and Upward. I am your host, Jamie Pham, hashtag the guy who is always sleepy. And today, I want to talk a little about how my first tour helped shape my life. So let's get into it. Years ago, I embarked on the Vans Warped Tour. It was a long 10 weeks, but it taught me how to work hard because that tour was really grueling. We pushed gear through the dirt, uphills, downhill, in 100 plus degree weather and humidity and more weird and harsh conditions. I think it hailed on one of the days. So in honor of the first tour I went on, I wanted to share with you this essay I wrote from my first book, I Could Be the President. Through Sony Music and AbsolutePunk.net, the music website I used to work for, I met tons of people. One of those people was Nathan Leone from the band Medina Lake. I interviewed his band the previous year and had kept in contact for a while. At that time, I really wanted to tour because I wanted to get away from home for a little bit and I wanted to try something new. Warped Tour was coming up and I was emailing everyone I knew to see if anyone was looking for crew members. This time, Nathan replied and said their crew was already full but I could come along for a month and help film video and vlog for the trip. He said they couldn't pay me but they would give me my own bunk on the bus and I obviously said yes. I met them at the Fairplex in Pomona, California the day before Warped Tour started and it was also the day Michael Jackson died. Everyone was really nice and I was really grateful to them for having me on board. I was supposed to be blogging and whatnot for about, I think, 2 weeks only, but decided to help out with other stuff as the days went on. They were playing on the Ernie Ball stage, which meant they had to store their own gear in their own trailer instead of the semi-trucks like those performing on the bigger stages do. This meant pushing their gear, kind of like their amps, their guitars, drums, and they had these huge marquee lights. And we pushed them through like the heat, the rain, the gravel, the mud. They had a tech and a tour manager doing this along with the band member. So I decided to help them without even anyone asking. It was just in my blood because I like helping people out. I had no idea what I was doing, but did what I could and learned as much as I could, like setting up the guitars, the amps, drums, and more. I did this for about a week when Nathan pulled me aside saying how surprised they were at me for helping them and that they wanted me to stay on the whole tour. He said they still couldn't pay me a salary, but they could give me a per diem, which came out to about $10 a day. So now, I went from making nothing at all to a whopping $70 a week. And just a side note, I went on this tour knowing I wouldn't be making any money at all, but it was something I've been trying to do for a while and I was happy doing just that. So to go on a tour, I had to save up for a few months. And on the second day, I think in Phoenix, I lost my wallet, so I had no money at all. So the $10 a day really came in handy, and the band was able to get me a catering pass, which meant I was able to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for free, essentially, every day. I didn't care how little I was making because I was on the Warped Tour and was traveling across the country. After Warped Tour ended, they asked me to go back out on tour with them on the Silverstein tour, but I couldn't because I was still going to school. They contacted me again in a few months and asked me to come along to document their European tour. And the day before he left, Matthew, the bassist, called me and said one of the crew members, their guitar tech, had to pull out and they wanted me to fill in for them. And for those who know me, I am not a musician at all. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. I thought I was in over my head. I never even tuned a guitar once in my life. But I said yes because I guess I'm a team player. I didn't care and didn't complain because they were giving me the opportunity to visit a different continent and I could learn from this experience. Not to toot my own horn, I proved how hard a worker I was on Warped Tour by helping them push gear in the heat every single day for 10 weeks. I did it knowing I wasn't going to get paid. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here today. And credit has to go to the band, Nathan, Matthew, Mateo, and Dan, and my tour manager, Bob, because we had never met each other face-to-face before that. I had only talked to Nathan online, and they put all their trust in me. And I'm glad they did, because they are like brothers to me now for life. I don't think I would be here at all if it weren't for them. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this show, please tell a friend. It would help me out a lot. And always remember that tomorrow is a new day. Onward and upward.